This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Scott Abraham, ABC7 Sports Director and Anchor, will join us coming up at 9:20. But our judges are getting in place. We need to judge the steaks that were cooked down in the alley over the last 15 or 20 minutes. Roger, the engineer, is in studio with us. He's got his blindfold ready to go. JP is semi-blindfolded. I believe Tailgate Ted will also be doing the judging, so they will be making their way in here shortly to get these steaks judged and figure out who the winner of the Great American Steak Off is.
All right, somebody's in there cheating. All right,
who's cheating?
I don't know. Are we on Instagram Live right now?
Yes, live. I think Mike Marr still has it on IG Live. He's microwaving, I believe.
By the way, he's microwaving the mac and cheese. He got it at, like, Wegmans.
I know. He goes, wait till you see my secret weapon. And he's got macaroni and cheese.
Bought macaroni and cheese that some $6 an hour employee made.
And it's not even some part factory. Of the contest. It's a steak contest.
With like fake cheese.
It's not a sides contest.
Right.
Like people are just,
it's not a sides contest.
People are losing their minds here.
Yeah.
Is what's fine. Happening.
You know what? Sides can be for after you.
I'm confident in my steak.
Do you have a protest? You filing a protest?
No.
It's ridiculous. It also IDs your steak, especially Valdez's. But that's good. It might backfire. Might backfire.
Yeah, maybe they're test. Allergic to shellfish.
Maybe they just think that you're a cheater, and they're going to hold it against you.
You're going to do cheater, pumpkin eater.
So I guess, all right, we have blindfolds. Roger has a blindfold.
Yes,
we found some bags.
Do you have, by the way, because you're not going to know who, do you have a leader in the clubhouse? Like, did you like any of the steaks when you saw the way they were being grilled?
You know, they all looked kind of similar, you know?
Right. Did any of us impress you?
The buttery... You know, the seasoning,
How many of the guys' names could you name?
Do you know my name, Roger?
Yeah.
What's my name?
Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah.
Hey, you got it. What about that guy over there?
Right. About that.
Well,
he's not as important. I get it. What about this guy?
Yeah.
Cakes? Yeah. You don't know that guy's name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jay.
JP.
JP. Oh, he got it. Yes. He got it. All right. All right, here we go. All right, Tailgate.
Tailgate Ted is making his way in.
Tailgate got all skinny. He's playing pickleball.
Yeah, he's pickleball king.
All right.
He's got his B. Mitch for Hall of Fame t-shirt.
Yeah, very good. I like it. Tailgate. Now, you're not going to know whose steak is whose. Thank God, because I've been teasing him about his greasy van and his grill.
Hey, he does a lot of hard work in that.
Were you impressed with anyone's grilling techniques or seasoning techniques or anything?
I don't think I've ever seen someone season something as much as you.
Yes.
I mean, it just kept coming and coming. It was,
you know,
ridiculous.
Why? This is, I like, probably, maybe it'll hurt me. I like a lot of flavor, but... Mm-hmm. When you put on the grill, you lose all the seasoning. It all seems to fall off. Like, I like it on there.
I don't blame you, but Mar getting butter out of a Ziploc bag, that's a new one. Yeah.
It was like the tub of butter that you scoop out of. It wasn't like a stick of butter.
Yeah. Did he run out
margarine
or something?
Yeah, he's using margarine.
I know. I wasn't going to share. I mean, what, is he a dope?
I know.
I mean, geez.
I didn't even want to share tongs.
Right.
Like, if you forgot your tongs.
Do you think in a bikini contest they'd share push-up bras?
Tailgate brought plenty of equipment for everybody to use, so thanks again to him.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
It is very nice. Cakes wants to make sure I haven't insulted you too much.
You know, thanking him for
coming
out.
He knows I'm teasing. All right.
All right, you guys need to put your masks down. They're going to start bringing the steaks in.
All right, I also have one. We've got some bags.
I don't even understand them. The mask. It's so dumb.
Okay. I have no idea what steak is happening.
It doesn't matter. I like it.
Do you feel like Timmy from the Palm right now?
We said heading into this
that lobster's on special.
That it was going to be a blind taste test.
All right.
And what better way to make everybody blind than use a blindfold?
We've got to use our hands.
No, use your hands.
Use your fingers. Right.
Come on, be a man.
You're going to eat it like a man. All right,
fork. All right, this is steak number one. All the judges are.
No, you're using your hands, Raj. Just stuff it in. You've done that before. Okay. Do you know where your mouth is?
It's called a finger food, Roger.
Ready to try now?
Yeah, try.
Go ahead.
Just try. Yeah. All right.
All right, so the judges are trying.
You got to go to Instagram Live or Monumental.
This is piece of steak number one. We're not sure who it's from.
All right, I've finished my whole piece. I'll say that first one's flavorful.
Okay.
A little tough. A little tough in terms of chewing.
All right.
I'm gonna stick with round numbers as best as possible. I'm giving that one an 8.
Oh, so you're who's doing the math it right now? Okay.
Who's doing the math? We need to get the scores in.
Hold on. All right.
I can. I'm not the guy that should be doing the math, but I can.
All right.
All right. So number one.
I actually think they're biasing each other. They should write down their scores. Okay, because your score affects them.
Okay.
I don't think it does.
Huh?
You should be able to say no.
All right, go ahead. What do you, tailgate, what do you think?
An 8 out of 10? No.
I gave
no
it an 8 out of 10.
There's no chance. I think it was way too chewy. It's not something I would have if I was eating at a restaurant. I'd probably send that back. I'm
120 degree grill.
Hey. I mean, well, if that was yours, well, it can't be yours because it wasn't seasoned. So I'm going to say 5.
Oh, so Ted is in for the 5 on piece of steak number one. Roger, the engineer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Roger? Just describe it, then give us a score.
The taste is subdued. You know, it's pretty good. It's not too bad. Just a little bit. To me, it's undercooked, but
you like them well done.
All right.
You like a shoe leather. That's what you like.
I didn't get any taste of searing or anything like that.
Mm. All right. So what do you want to give it on a scale of 1 to 10? Or you can actually give it a 0. Could be a 0.
Like a 3?
A 3. Oh,
wow.
Wait,
Is it 1 to 5? You have a discerning palate?
No.
Give it an 8.
Zero to 10 is the scale.
Oh, 0 to 10, not 0 to 5. Okay.
Yeah, 0 to 10.
Oh, okay.
You care to change that?
No. I would say 0 to 10. What do you think?
7.
7.
So you go from a 3 to a 7.
All right. I don't understand the guy. This is what I was talking about.
All right, so JP gave it an 8. Ted gives it a 5.
All right, next one. Go ahead.
Start
you can just serve,
yeah,
yeah. Just serve it up. Three.
We can do the math there. Let's 20. Taste his math.
Don't worry about it. He
it's
can
20. I got cakes. I got it.
I know, but cakes is shaky on math.
I feel like this is tainting it, but okay, just go.
No, that's how they do it with Dancing with the Stars. They say it out loud. Boom.
All right. You understand this is going to haunt us for
Eating with
years.
The stars.
Yeah, eating. All right, piece of steak number 2 is currently being brought into the studio. I believe Ted and Roger are actively chewing. Roger has a really hard time putting the steak into his mouth while being blindfolded.
I've
never seen such a thing. Hey, don't influence the other judges. Just give a score. Eat it, zip it, and give a score.
I'm not allowed to comment?
I mean, you can give comment after you've...
Don't guess on who you think it is.
Right. Don't sway anybody on whose you might... You think it might be.
This one was easier to chew, in my opinion.
This is steak number 2.
But for me, too much happening. I'll give it a 6.
All right, JP's in with a score of 6. Ted, piece of steak number 2.
I'm going to agree with JP. It was definitely easier to eat. It wasn't as chewy as the last one. There was a nice flavor to it. Okay. I'm trying to pinpoint what that flavor was. I kind of got a feeling. But I'm going to go 6 as well.
All right, 6, okay? So we got
that's better
sixes.
Than your first score. See, I actually like the first one better. You like this one better.
Well, the first one tasted like jerky.
Yeah.
Hey, we gotta make sure Drab's cutting the right part of the steak.
I know.
Is he taking like the filet part of the T-bone?
Uh-oh. Here come the excuses.
I talked to him about
that. All right, Roger, now give us your score
for piece
of steak number 2.
Steak number 2 has good, really nice flavor to it, and I would push it up to a 9, I think.
Ooh. Whoa. Wow. Flavortown. You took him to Flavortown.
Wow. I think we all know who steak
that was.
So we
got a 6, a 6, and a 9 for a piece of steak number 2.
All right, go ahead. Next one. Here we go.
All right, of course, the judges are blindfolded.
They are, yes.
I think this is still on our Instagram page.
The esteemed panel.
Sports Junkies Radio.
All right, Drab is now, with his black gloves on, serving everybody the steak. Piece of steak number 3 in front of the judges. Commence chewing.
Mm.
Good bit, Kate.
Thank you. Good I bit. Appreciate that.
Good bit.
Judges are actively chewing as we speak. All right, this is piece of steak number 3.
I'll say this. They're taking it seriously, especially Roger. I'm impressed with
as
Roger.
As they should. I mean, this is a very serious contest.
Maybe we should have had some wine, like red wine, for in between.
Red.
Because the taste.
You need a palate cleanser.
We're not cleansing our palates. Right.
I wish I had a stogie when we were at the grill.
Yeah.
I feel like a man.
Yeah. Right. I know. So, booze.
I'll let one of the other judges start off this time.
I need a bourbon.
Ted, do you want to start off on piece of steak number 3?
So steak number 3, I think I've liked the most because you can actually taste that it's steak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The second one was a little too overseasoned for me. 3, I'm going to give, let's say 7.
Okay, 7. So that is Ted's highest score so far. He gives piece of steak number 3 a 7.
Go ahead, Roger. You go second.
I shouldn't have joned on him so much. It's coming back to haunt me.
This one's similar to the last one, and it's
the first, but not even close to the first one, though, right? The first one was dreadful.
Right, but this one's right up in the 10 zone.
Wow.
Whoa. What, 10 Whoa. Out of 10?
Hold on, just give your final number. What's your final number?
Yeah. That's
it. What?
10.
Dude, he's licking his fingers.
Yeah.
He was licking his fingers.
10 out of 10. Fingers.
All right, JP, piece of steak number 3. We've got a 10 from Roger, a 7 from Tailgate 10.
All right, I couldn't disagree with Roger more. Ooh, good. I think it actually was not similar to the second steak.
Ooh.
The second steak, as Tailgate Ted said, was super seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
This one, a little less seasoned. Not as tough as the first one. Kind of a similar vibe. I'll give this one a 7.
All right, so we have 7, 7, and 10 for piece of steak.
I just lost.
Number 3. All right, here comes the final piece of steak in the Junkies Great American Steak Off. Drab T-shirt is delivering the steak to the esteemed blindfolded panel.
Have you guys noticed anything about the way people chew? Are we chewing weird?
I have not. I have noticed that Roger has a hard time getting the steak into his mouth.
He has a hard time getting the fingers to the mouth.
Yeah.
He has to sneak the feet through the blindfold.
It's like he doesn't even know where to eat.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre. It's bizarre human behavior.
He's also eating with his mouth open, like my Uncle George does.
Roger, why don't you lead off with your score this time? This kind of rotate.
By the way, you want Roger scoring you because he's given a 10, a 9, and a 7 so far. And he gets high scores.
I like it.
This is very similar to the one just before it and a little more seasoning.
Everything's similar to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's a little bit a notch up above that, and I already rated a 10, so it's a 10.
Okay.
Oh, 10. Wow.
Man.
It was a 10 plus.
Man. I wish you were grading some of my papers in high school and college.
Yeah, 10 plus. Okay.
All right, so let's go to Tailgate Ted. He gave the last piece of steak a 7. What are you giving piece of steak number 4?
I want to give it a 9, but I like my steaks medium rare. But this was the best one out of them all.
Well, so you're saying it was too well done?
This was more medium.
Okay.
It wasn't medium rare plus. But, I mean, that's just because you guys are, cooking with the elements out there. It's a little tougher. So I'm going to have to go with an 8 on this one. It had some good flavor. You could tell it was a steak, not something that just had a dozen things poured on top of it. So I'm going to go with an 8.
All right, so Ted with an 8. Roger there with a 10. JP, you need to round out the scoring for steak number 4.
I think this was my favorite. I agree with Ted. Tasted like a steak.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much going on there. It was easy to eat. I'll give it a 9.
A 9. Oh. All right.
This didn't work out well for me.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You just know.
Which one do you think you were?
2.
The overseasoned.
The one that tasted like a
Nobo. I'm taking off my blindfold.
Take off your blindfold,
All right.
All right, so am I just reading the scores now?
Start in 4th place.
Drum roll. Here we go. In 4th place. Hopefully my math is good. Steak number 1 with 20 points. In 3rd place, steak number 2 with 21 points.
Second, you got to say who's who.
I don't know who's who at this point.
Oh, okay.
2nd place with a total of 24 points was steak number 3.
And the winner is whoever cooked steak number four with a grand total of 27 points. Steak number four is your winner.
All right, let's start with last. Let's start with last. So yeah, who cooked steak
there's already,
number one?
There's already a controversy. Nobody even knows whose steak is who because everyone it went from first to last in order of
okay, but
the
steak
best one
number
being
one
last.
Was who? The first steak you brought
in. I understand. I'm telling
you
the details.
What are you saying, Dippy?
I'm saying let's start with steak number one.
I'm saying these guys are already complaining. They don't even know which steak they are.
Okay. So why don't you, we're going to unveil it. Steak number one, which scored 20 points.
Who does everybody think had the worst steak?
I really have no idea.
Cakes, only because he
Cakes.
Said. Cakes. I'm only saying it because Cakes had like...
He wasn't very confident.
Yeah, he had confidence.
I think it might be...
Zero confidence.
No, steak number one, I think, could be Mike Marr.
Steak number one, the worst steak out of the bunch? John Allville.
I'm psyched. At least I wasn't last.
I kind of, I liked yours more than I liked number two. But let's find out which one is number
All
two.
Right. Number two.
I know it's me.
The over-seasoned steak.
There's a lot.
A lot of seasoning.
Mike Marr.
Whoa, Mike Marr. Evie just got sized.
So it's down to Valdez
running
and Eric Mickle.
I'm down to
Frazier.
So you know what happened? To my theory is correct that when you see, you know, you lose a lot of seasoning on there. That's why I do it.
Well, yeah. Think about the over seasoning. He was taking all that grease and butter and throwing it on top.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
wouldn't pay attention to him.
All right. I was watching.
Okay, just to confirm with your numbers,
yes.
The last steak that was brought in is the winner. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, steak number three
That's
got
correct.
A 24.
Yeah.
Steak number four got a 27.
That is correct.
Are we announcing the winner? Or
we're going to announce the winner now. The winner of the Junkies 2024 Steak Challenge is...
Oh, this is horrible news. He wins the PB&J and the steak-off? He's going to be insufferable. This is terrible.
Wasn't even close.
This is the worst outcome.
I liked your steak, EB.
Thank you.
I like the first steak, though, too. I like Kansas steak.
You know what? Rigged. EB wins. Everybody else loses. Everyone else loses.
I mean,
Ted, are you surprised?
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised. Considering how much stuff he was throwing on top of that thing and how much joning he was getting my girl.
Mm-hmm. Roger, I think, gave you a 10 plus, EB.
Thank you. Just please stop doubting me.
Hey, this is under protest. Mine wasn't served with crab and béarnaise.
All right, I didn't need that crab and béarnaise. Mm-hmm. All I needed was the meat and my special sauce. And y'all joan on adobo. Adobo is silly.
Hey, now that I came in last place, Venmo me the money for the steaks, bitches. Ship it the chips.
You know what this is? This is just like when they snatch Rom's tip.
It is
the hotel.
Like that.
He's bitter.
He keeps saying he's not bitter about peanut butter and jelly, but the guys brought it up over and over and
kidding.
Over again.
You guys don't need to pay me, but hey, I mean, last place is an outrage.
So Valdez came in second.
I came in second.
Nice job. Nice. So Marr was third.
Marr was third.
You beat Cakes. You know what? You outperformed what I thought.
His was. It had so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do
right?
to ruin
I mean,
your steak?
How much stuff did you put on
he
there?
He smothered margarine all over.
A lot of seasoning. Yeah.
Give us the seasonings you used.
So a lot of it was Grill Mates, like apple maple wood, like this bourbon, some bourbon one that I found at Harris Theater, and then salt, pepper.
I know, that makes no sense.
You're an idiot.
How many spices did you throw on there?
Like three or four.
I mean,
yeah, that's what I could taste.
So much.
It was I did five spices, but they don't. Counteract each other.
Yeah. His had a lot.
He was
going
soaking
on.
It in juice
Hold
out
up.
There on the
Take
table.
Take a taste. Can you give a taste to EB of Mike Marsh?
Yeah, I need
quick.
To taste your steak.
Yeah, taste each other's steak.
You're gonna joan on it.
You guys don't have to taste mine. Mine was the last place.
I think Ted brought
you
up
knew,
something because
you seriously.
I knew I wasn't gonna
Ted,
perform well.
Ted brought up something which I think is a valid point, which probably helped you with
which
Roger the most. I think EB's was more towards the medium side, right?
Yeah, it was more towards the medium
it
side.
It doesn't
definitely.
Even look appetizing to me.
Which one is this, Mike Marr?
Yeah, get some salmonella.
Yeah. Hey, I have a theory. My theory is that
Drat's
so
Cakes,
in love with Eric.
Big Cakes trying because that beat Cakes. I gave yours.
This beat my steak.
Oh, you guys chose, but Cakes,
on,
I gave you a 7, I believe, or an 8.
I mean, what are you doing over there, man? It tastes like chili.
We should see all of them. All of them is a show out there.
I mean, it tastes like chili.
I don't know what you're doing. You know why you lost to that? Because Ted gave you a 5. I gave you an 8, Cakes.
It's fun.
Hey, actually, yours was the second best.
Valdez, go ahead.
I really think Drab is in love with you so much that I'm willing to bet. He took the filet side and gave everyone else the strip side.
How dare you?
I didn't even cut him. Tailgate cut him.
This is an outrage.
So I'm without blame.
It's a mandatory count.
Thank you. Hey, seriously.
Oh, my God. That looks so disgusting.
Dude, that's going to make me puke.
It didn't even look.
I don't even know. In retrospect,
hold on.
Tailgate Ted, because I respect your palate. Cakes was the very first one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You hoard him because you gave him a 5.
It was too chewy. I mean, it felt like eating a piece of
rubber. Look, you have to be honest. No, I'm not offended at all. You gave your honest grade. That's what we were asking of the judges.
He might have had a bad cut. It was a little tough.
It's fine.
Man, seriously, this might be my greatest victory.
It's a crowning achievement. This is your
back. Oh, my God. That back padding machine is on overdrive.
This might be my greatest victory.
This is your Mona Lisa right here.
This might be my greatest.
Divas and steak.
Coming up next, we're going to get into Commanders, Panthers. Scott Abraham from ABC 7 joins us here on The Junkies.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.